Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connecting Atlanta Radio. The host of Connecting Atlanta Radio, Jacqueline H. Waller, interviews positive business owners making a difference in their communities. Connecting Atlanta helps business owners connect, educate, and expand their business through business events, educational webinars, and annual summits. You can catch Connecting Atlanta Radio every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, Connecting Atlanta Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in and listening in today. We have a very special guest, Ms. Robin White, who she says she goes by the motto, her goal in this industry, the fashion industry, is to never stop creating in every field and to never lose her desire to play dress up. Fashion will always remain her fantasy of choice. So she's had her hand in fashion since she was a teenager. By styling and making clothing for her friends and family, she furthered her education in fashion design in 2001 at the Art Institute of Dallas. And in 2006, she opened a small women's shoe boutique in southern Indiana, where she found a love of fashion, buying, marketing, and wardrobe styling. Welcome to the show, Robin. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for having me, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So your company is called The Window Shopper. Can you kind of explain what that is?
The Window Shoppers is a fashion business concierge service. What we do is we provide a service. Sometimes it's manufacturing. Sometimes it's fashion illustration to retail store assistance. A lot of retail stores need a buyer's plan, or they need visual merchandising assistance. We supply those people, as well as we do TV and film wardrobing, along with personal styling and also personal shopping for people. We do a numerous amount of things. Pretty much anything that you can think of in the fashion industry, we provide that service.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you do style consultations. So what type of style consultation do you do? Is this just like cleaning out someone's wardrobe and like doing a whole reshopping for them, or telling them how to put the stuff that they already have together? Like, can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. We do actually all those things. When we do a style consultation, we usually go through and talk to the client about what exactly their goals are on a day-to-day basis, what they do for a living, what they do for fun, what exactly they're looking for us, and we put together a package tailored to them. Sometimes they do need someone to go through their closet and tell them what they have that fits their criteria and what they don't have, so we do a lot of closet purging. And then we also work with a lot of corporate professional people that just need really nice clothing and aren't quite sure about how to get it together, and also to just be able to have it accessible and easy to put on every day for their busy schedules. So that's pretty much what we do.
Right.
We do a little bit of image consulting as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So image consulting being like how the hair and makeup and everything goes with the clothes?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. So, and obviously you teach people how to dress for their body types, I'm assuming, as well, because a lot of people do not
Absolutely.
Know how to do that.
Absolutely. So. It's a difficult thing sometimes.
It is, especially as someone like myself where my weight fluctuates. So it's like sometimes some things that I can wear when I'm like in the gym hitting it 5 days a week, eating healthy, is not going to be the same clothes I can wear when I'm like, screw it, I give up.
But those are the same clothes. Everybody seems to want to put on sweatpants because they're the most comfortable and they have the elastic. But there are many things that you can wear that fashion has changed now, where there are a lot of casual clothes that you could wear to the gym but then also wear to the boardroom now. A lot of people are going along with that and just transitioning their look. So it is possible to have both. Yeah.
That's interesting. I never heard of being able to wear something to the gym and then being able to transition it to the boardroom.
Absolutely.
So I guess you can put a jacket over it.
There are some pieces now that they're doing for women that are high-waisted workout pants that kind of look like a yoga pants, but they have pockets, so they look kind of dressed up a little bit, so you could kind of run out of there.
I know a friend of mine would actually love something like that because she has a long pair of black workout pants that she wore as tights one time to go hang out in. So I'm not gonna put her name out there, but yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Yeah, you would, and looking at it, you would have never known the difference actually. So, so that's fantastic. So now you also, so since you do like the personal style, personal consultation, and how long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing personal styling for about 5 years now. I've been doing personal styling for about 5 years. I've been in the fashion industry for over 10 years. I've started quite a long time ago, like during the introduction, but we've been doing personal styling and personal consultations, and I've been in my friends' closets, and my friends have been in my closets for as long as I could remember, asking me to make them things or asking me what to put on. So I've been doing it for quite some time.
Fashion stylists and consultants' work is never done.
Absolutely not. Never. And I love it. I love being busy, and I love the industry that I'm in, and I love helping people make their dreams come true or to get them to feel better about themselves and their personal look.
That's awesome. So have you you've been in the fashion industry for 10 years, you said. So what have you produced any fashion shows in the past at all?
I have. I've directed fashion shows for people in Indianapolis and trunk show hosting. I used to do fashion shows for my own shoe store when I owned a shoe store once upon a time in a small southern town in Indiana. And then I also used to host trunk shows, and I'm still in the process of working with other people right now for this summer coming up for fashion shows as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, if people wanted to learn more about fashion shows that you're going to be producing and ways that they could be a part of that, how would they get in contact with you, or how can they find out about that?
Absolutely. They can get in contact with me by going to my website, which is www.askthewindowshoppers.com. They can also go to our Facebook page and like our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/askthewindowshoppers.
Okay. And so since you transitioned from Indiana here to Atlanta, Georgia, do you think the fashion, like within other states I'm sure that you visited, do you think fashion is like completely different or
absolutely.
Do you think it has a tendency to, oh, is it? Yeah. I mean, shoot, fashion is different from Kennesaw to Atlanta.
Absolutely. You have to think about the day-to-day life of people. You know, if you're in Kennesaw and you don't have to be, like, Atlanta's such a city life, and it's something new here going on, and there's some event, and there's something always thriving in the city. So the more higher the population, the more high fashion people you're going to attract, and the more boutiques and fashion things are needed in the city because of all the events and things that are going on here in the city. So absolutely, it's much different. In Indianapolis, like, you know, it's sweatsuits. You can wear sweatsuits every day of your life and be just fine. So in Atlanta,
oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's just comfortable, and it's the Midwest. I'm a Midwest girl at heart, so I saved all my sweats. But, yeah, so they have – it's definitely a big fashion industry here, and everybody – I love Atlanta fashion. People are always wearing something new or different, and people are so adventurous, and they try everything here. So it's very, very different in the city than in Kennesaw, for sure.
And do you think we are comparable to, like, New York or London? Maybe not London, that's stretching it. But, like, New York where, you know, they're pretty high fashion up there. They have Fashion Week and all that stuff there. But
absolutely.
We try to take the fashion forward, I think, in the city.
Absolutely. Atlanta is coming is coming along, actually. Like, people are migrating here to Atlanta for more and more things now, especially since film and TV have exploded here as it has in the past couple years. So, absolutely, high fashion is coming here. We're in New York and L.A., there's a different style and there's a different energy, but that's just because every coast, of course, has their style. California is much more laid back. New York is a very powerful city. It's very thrived by art and business. So you see all your Wall Street business people in their suits, and then you see all your artists and your people that are just, you know, with their explosion of all their art and all the art and culture in New York. So you have so much different things, and Atlanta is growing in its own right in the same direction as New York. And even London, if you notice going through men's fashion this year, this past season, that a lot of pieces were very unisex. There were a lot of unisex pieces, and I've even seen a lot of those unisex pieces trickling down into Atlanta fashion here. People are very are all about the pieces. I've bought things off the men's racks, and there's some shirts that I've seen that that men and women are both wearing. So it
really?
Is coming here.
I don't know how
yes.
I feel about that. I want men to be able to wear their men's shirts. I want to be able to wear men's shirts, but I don't think men should ever be able to wear my shirts. unless it's a unisex t-shirt or something. Yeah,
it's a lot of that is coming that way. Like, it started with the skinny jeans and it's still going.
Yes, they should burn those skinny jeans. So, oh my goodness. But hey, if they like wearing them, whoever likes wearing them, that's great for them. At least I'm glad that we're not subjected to have to wear some of the fashions that are out there. So, speaking about that, like, since you've been in the industry for over 10 years, how have you seen fashion transition, and like, how many cycles do you think that you've seen that they've, like, kind of relooped and come back?
Oh my goodness, we've relooped. I think we just stayed on pause for a while, but we stayed on pause for a really long time in the 80s. I would say we went back into the 80s and pulled a lot of pieces out, and we're still, like, twickering it out. Like, we still see all these high-waisted skirts and all these crop tops and these two-piece outfits that the girls are wearing in the nightlife scene. I've seen tons of that. We're still doing that and still thriving really, really well. Everything is, you know, A-line and high-waisted, which I actually do appreciate because it gave a lot of women, plus-size women and women that have hips and body parts like most average American women do, it gave them more room to have more style and more sex appeal in their curves. So it was a lot more accepted.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we've been in the 80s for quite some time, and I think a lot of people are sticking with it. You know, we've been doing the 90s, and now everything is going to a muted tone phase now, and we're starting to calm it down more. And with being that everything is getting so unisex and borderline, that they're toning the colors down now. So it's definitely changing. It's definitely changing, and things are just going to get more fun and more crazier. And I hope no one ever stops wearing skinny jeans and keep going and just have fun. I'm excited about everything I see everybody do. Just keep doing it. Have fun.
Skinny jeans kind of remind me of parachute pants back in the day.
Absolutely.
Just different material, but, like, that's what it reminds me of, because they were always so tight on everyone.
Yes.
Oh,
I can't get a good pair of, like, hammer pants, like those hammer pants that they brought back, that they're pants now. Yeah, I can't ever get a pair that look baggy on me. They're still all really tight in the wrong places.
Oh, my God. I used to have a pair of pleather ones a long time ago. They were, and it was really thin leather, but it was like, it wasn't like a leather, but it was like that kind of like, I don't know, it's like a black, like, maybe it was made out of a rayon material, but it was kind of a thicker material. I can't remember what it was, but, oh, my gosh, I remember those. But I always like it when leather pants come back in style, because I love leather pants.
I actually loved it. And then, you know, now they have, like, the leather ponchos. Zara in Lenox Mall has the leather ponchos that I've seen with the hood on them, and they are fantastic. I love all the leather pieces they're coming out with, the leather skirts, the leather pieces. I think we're doing it a lot better this time around because this is a little bit of the 90s trickling in with the leather pants and stuff like that. I had a pair of leather pants in the 90s with a cowboy hat and the boots and all that. So we're not doing it that far anymore, but we definitely are taking the pieces, and I'm loving every bit of it.
So speaking of Lenox, like, which mall do you think in Atlanta, if you had to pick one, probably had the best? Because a lot of them have the same stores and stuff, but it doesn't mean they're always going to have the same attire in each store, because it's subjected to that specific, the demographics of that area. But which one do you think probably has where you found the best and most unique fashion?
Honestly, as far as the malls go, I am so not, and it's going to sound funny, I am a stylist, and I love to shop, and I love the mall. But I find the most unique pieces in small boutiques here in Atlanta, Georgia. There's a lot of originality. I do love them all, and there are definitely a lot of pieces in there that I do love because I love my Neiman Marcus and I love my Nordstrom's because they're going to give you everything off the runway directly influenced by the runway. So that's where you definitely want to go, directly off the runway. But there are a lot of cool different places and a lot of people turning their clothing lines around. A lot of brands are making big turns. Banana Republic actually is my surprise this year pick for the best turnaround as far as fashion goes with nice pieces in the mall. Banana Republic just got a new creative director, and she's amazing. And she's been making a lot of changes and really updating Banana Republic's look and bringing them forward to compete.
Oh, that's
Banana
awesome.
Republic
yeah,
in the mall would be my pick.
Like they've been, which one, Linux, you said?
Yeah, Banana Republic's in every mall, but yeah, Linux is my favorite mall just because there's more stores and it's a big one stop shop if you feel like walking through Linux. So Linux is a very big mall.
Yes. It's a really big mall. So if someone wanted to find, and oh, I also like thrift stores and also Little Five Points as well. I feel like there's a lot of really creative, artistic, unique boutiques there in Little Five
Points.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to support the business, the private business owners too, and as well. So
the small business ones, they actually are like my favorite in Atlanta. The small thrift and all of those places, the consignment stores, are probably some of my most favorite places to go as far as for pieces. And if you're looking for a better deal on clothes but you like the high-end brands, the Tory Burch and those folks, there are plenty of higher-end consignment stores here in Atlanta that can help you out if you don't have the money to go into Neiman's.
Right, but you want to look like you do.
Absolutely.
So where do you think someone could find, a list of a lot of the fashion show, the thrift stores I'm talking about, or the boutique stores in Atlanta? Do you know if there's, like, any one place that has, like, all the boutique stores that has the most creative?
Actually, what I'll do after this show, I will post on my Facebook page a list of my top 10 favorite boutiques and their locations in Atlanta, Georgia, for you guys. And you guys, if you guys go and
that's
like
awesome.
My page on Facebook, you guys can get on there and you can take a look and see the list.
Okay, that's awesome. So have you ever, I looked at some of your website and so forth, but I didn't really see it on there, but do you have a blog at all?
I am actually in the middle of working on my blog. I will have a blog by June. I'm getting ready to start compiling a blog together, yes, in June.
Okay, that's awesome.
And it'll definitely be a blog, and it'll be geared towards the average American woman. Most of my pieces, I'm going to do looks under $100. I will not be doing any full looks over $100 for the blog. It will only be things about for the average person. I even do picks under $60 too, looks under $60 and tell you exactly where to buy them from and do that. Even on my window shoppers page now, I post those looks, and they're typically always under $100 unless I'm showing you something cool a celebrity wore. And I also am going to do celebrity fashion translations where you see a look on a celebrity. How many times have we seen Kim Kardashian or even Michelle Obama was just on Black Girls Rock wearing an amazing dress? And a lot of people are interested in where that dress came from. We have those on our page showing you where to get them from and where to get the version of that look from for a cheaper price.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. There's, and then it's interesting always to see, like, sometimes I'll see in the magazine or whatever when they say who wore it best. And it's amazing how they have, like, such similar outfits and they try to be so unique, but it's so hard. Everybody, these have things that people are just going to love, you know?
Absolutely.
But there's been
and
times
then,
where I've had...
Absolutely. There's always some pieces where people are, you know, or where they go just a little too far. The best tip for that is just to take one more last look in the mirror when you're on your way out the door and take maybe one or two pieces off. And you're usually perfect after
that. I used to always say that. When I used to go out clubbing when I was younger, and I would say to my friends, tell me if this looks like something you would be like, oh my gosh, what the hell is she wearing in a club? If you would automatically think that and you didn't know me, then I'm like, okay, I need to change, you know?
Absolutely. Friends are the best poor man's stylists there are out here. I say that all the time. Have your friends. Round them up. Put on some stuff and let your friends tell you. Your friends will tell you the truth. Your real friends will tell you the truth about it. If they like it, they don't like it, or if it looks too far and all that stuff. I even lose sometimes. My friends tell me, no, Robin, that might be too far for me. So even still, you know, friends are the best stylists you can ever have.
Yes, because they always have that eye. They look that outside look and everything. So I wanted to just kind of, because we have a few more minutes, so you've done fashion shows, you've done so forth, but you've also done some trunk shows. So tell us a little bit about what does that mean when you've, like, hosted trunk shows. Tell us a little bit about what trunk shows are and what exactly you are helping that designer with.
Absolutely. Basically, trunk shows, it's just something one less thing that the designer or even boutique owners have to do. It's a way to draw people in. Once you know your people, it's another, like, basically fashion shows and trunk shows are basically fashion announcements. They're just to generate a buzz, to get people talking about your line and get people interested and excited about what it is that you've been creating for the past year. So what trunk shows do is they invite all the people they know that shop with them and love their brand and are their demographic, and they invite these people and they get a private showing of pieces that they can leave and purchase with beforehand of anyone else. So sometimes with that, the designer already has so many things to do. When the window shopper steps in, we pretty much do everything. We set the trunk show up. Sometimes we host it. Sometimes I'm the person that's going through showing the pieces and discussing the pieces and the fabric content and are rounding up people's information. And if they're ordering things, so a lot of buyers are at trunk shows. So our buyers for bigger stores and brands, they're there. We're getting their information and making sure all the things that the designer needs in between those lines are crossed for them.
Okay. All right. Well, again, let's just remind our guests if they wanted to get some more information or when they want to hire you to become their personal fashion stylist or consultant or wardrobe reconstructor, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Absolutely. The best way to reach out to me is www.askthewindowshoppers.com. You can reach us there, send us a little email in the contact box, and we'll get right back with you. We have so many things to offer you in making your fashion dreams come true, or whether you just need a little bit of help with your closet, we're here.
Okay. Well, fantastic, Robin. Listen, thank you so much for coming on today. And one other thing I wanted to ask you, if someone was wanting to either become either fashion designer or put on a fashion show or, you know, they love helping put other people put outfits together, and that was, like, what their passion was as well, what would be, like, one piece of advice that you would provide to someone that's just getting started in this industry?
Absolutely. The best thing that I can tell you to do is, first thing you should always do, if you have access to a fashion school, attend a fashion school. There are a lot of technical things that they do teach you at that school that you do need to know to become a designer. A lot of people end up in situations because they're not 100% knowledgeable in textiles. Even if you can't take a full-fledged class and you just are a stylist and you don't want to know how to sew or any of those ins and outs, take a little hobby sewing class. Go to, like, Joann's Fabrics or any of those type of places. They offer sewing classes so that you are at least familiar with stitching, so that you know stitching and you know a little bit about fabric. Or go to, like, a community college and take a textiles class. A lot of interior decorators take that class as well. And it's a class that teaches you more about fabric content and knowledge, and then sleep, eat, and breathe fashion. Be on every fashion site. Read your WWD, Women's Wear Daily newspapers. Just stay as accessible to pop culture and fashion as you can and internalize it, and then get out there. Start dressing people. Start dressing yourself and taking pictures of yourself and posting them, and you'll generate exactly what you need to be successful in this industry. It's very easy, and there's room for everyone.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I know that they'll really appreciate that bit of advice and, you know, and just keeping up to date and understanding, you know, their business. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Robin, and we look forward to seeing your success and watching you grow here in Atlanta.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for having me today.
Okay. And, you know what, let's hold on one more second, Robin, because we still have a couple more minutes. Someone called in. Let's see if they have a question. Hold on. Do you mind taking a question?
Absolutely. No problem. I'll take a question.
Okay. I know it's about to hang up, but I went back to my studio and I saw that there was someone holding for a couple minutes. Hi, this is Jacqueline. You're on the air, area code 904.
Hi. Thank you. I just wanted to ask the question, if we wanted to actually do a review of my store, how would I go about doing that?
Absolutely. If you wanted to go about a way about reviewing your store, you should definitely get on our website, and we can go. The best thing to do is to go through your sales for the entire year. We go through your sales. We take a look at all the things you've ordered. Then we go through and we make a buyer's plan for you if you needed one, that particular thing of knowing what to order and how much to order from for your demographic, or depending on if you're just needing more people to generate more people in your store, we can work on a visual art display to make sure that your store has everything at the front that you need, or your store is so that you are generating sales and getting your high your most popular items out.
Do you do anything in the terms of the window display?
Absolutely. We do. It's called visual display merchandising. What we do with the visual display merchandising is we have different art pieces and we do a different fashion art stories in your windows. Typically, I don't know if you're familiar with Barney's. Barney's is one of the most well-known places that has some of the most magnificent store display windows in their stores, and they draw people in. That's something that we would do for you, is giving you that same type of feel to bring people in and have people inquiring about your store and always interested to see what is in your store window.
Okay. Well, thank you. I have a couple of stores, not both in Atlanta. Do you do anything outside of the region right now, or are you still focused on Atlanta?
We're
in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're still focused on Atlanta, but we also are very open to international business. We can do international business, absolutely. The Window Shoppers is international.
Okay. Thank you.
And are you in – what part of Florida are you in? Are you in Daytona or Jacksonville or
– Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Okay. All right. So you're just a couple hours down the road. But
mm-hmm.
I would definitely recommend just reaching out to her website, and then maybe you guys can even do like a Skype call or something like that where she can provide some suggestions and everything as well. And do stuff digitally. So, but definitely reach out to her through the website, and we appreciate you calling in today and asking.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate your show too.
Okay. Bye. Thank you so much. Okay, thanks. All right, Robin. Well, I'm glad that I saw that and we took the call. So, that was okay. Well, fantastic. Well, listen, thank you again. I promise I will let you hang up this time.
Absolutely, no problem. You can call me anytime.
Okay. All right, Robin. Well, I'm definitely going to be reaching out to your website and at some point this within the next couple months and having you come in and redo my wardrobe, clean out my closet.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Jacqueline, it'll definitely be on the house. You let me know when you're ready. Just, you know, be gentle with me. Don't be too attached to too many things, okay?
Yeah, I know. Ask my roommate. She's like, she won't let stuff go. So I'm trying. So, all right, Robin. All right. Well, listen, have a fantastic day. Okay.
Thanks, Jacqueline. You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everyone, thank you so much for calling in today to Connecting Atlanta Radio. It was definitely an absolute pleasure. We were able to help you pick the fashion that fits you with special guest fashion consultant Robin White. And if you have a store that needs a display redone or anything like that, feel free to reach out to her. And you can click to her website right through our page here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a fantastic evening, and we'll see you next week.
This has been another edition of the Connecting Atlanta Radio with your host, Jacqueline H. Waller. For more business tips and strategies, visit www.connectingatlanta.net and get connected.